Tell me about you. Quick bullet, bullet points. Who are you?
Yeah, so I'm Paul Curtin. I'm a personal trainer, nutritionist. 3.5 years ago, I founded the Hench Herbivore YouTube channel. And, rewind back like a few years, I was the biggest meat eater you ever met. I realized that that is basically killing us. I realized that we have to hurt animals in order for them to end up on our plates. No one wants to hurt an animal. I realized we don't need to. And I've done a complete 180, basically. Yeah, that's how I put it.
And where did that come from?
My missus, Gemma, she was looking at nutrition for disease reversal. She has Hashimoto's thyroid disease.
Okay.
And for, 10 years, she was getting more and more ill. Really hard to talk about, but she was so low at one point, she tried to take her own life. And, she'd have zero energy. She'd want to just stay in bed all day. Through research, she found that a whole foods, plant-based diet can prevent, treat, and reverse many of the diseases we suffer and die from in the West. So she went whole foods, plant-based, very quickly got better and better and better. I'd say she got 90% better just with the nutritional component. I saw how well she got, and through this research, one day she just looked at me with real fear in her eyes, and she said, "You need to change." And she showed me this data on how the more animal products we eat, the quicker we get, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, all the what we call the diseases of affluence in the West. And I'm the biggest meat eater, or at the time I was the biggest meat eater I've ever met. I was eating 500 grams of animal protein every single day, and I thought, wow, looking at all this data, I'm going to kill myself tomorrow if I keep going. So I went vegan. Oh, I'm 98% vegan initially, because I thought, we have been eating animals, so do we need DHA from, wild fish? So 2% of my calories was wild fish and grass-fed, meat. And I just lost the taste for that. I did loads and loads of research, just constant research, books, documentaries. And I realized nearly every single essential nutrient from animal products comes from plants in the first place.
Yeah.
We don't need to be eating that stuff. And I've not looked back, and my health is flourished. Mm. More energy, no more tendonitis from training. My eyesight's more than twice as good, And in my clients, my PT and my nutritional clients, we reverse type 2 diabetes, liver disease, depression, osteoarthritis. And people have got amazing physiques at the same time. We can have it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, that sounds like you weren't forced into it, but there was something that said, right, actually, you've got to have a look at this. If that unfortunate situation didn't happen, you wouldn't be where you are now. But I guess that road to transition was not an easy one, as much as you were really spurred on by something.
I disagree. It was so easy.
Yeah, okay.
It was so easy. I was so sick of stuffing in this dry, tasteless chicken, eggs, fish I never liked, never enjoyed them. And when I suddenly realised I don't need to eat all this stuff, was amazing. I've not looked back.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Do you think there's sometimes, like a friend of mine, he recently, so I think it's about maybe a year and a half now, has transferred into a more vegan lifestyle. And he said to me probably about a month ago, he said, "I still find it a little uncomfortable when I'm in a restaurant with 3 or 4 people that I don't know yet to say, do you have a vegan option?"
Okay.
He's installing that kind of get that phase.
Yeah.
You seem like obviously you do. You own the whole idea, the whole concept, the whole feeling, everything about it. I love it. I can feel the energy from it.
Thanks, bro.
But like that kind of, like, how do you, like, do you see there are still people that think, vegan, are you being serious? Like, can you actually do it? Like,
yeah, I mean, obviously I get a lot of trolls on my YouTube channel and whatnot, but I just give them the science. I just, they're wrong. They're wrong. Like, Harvard did a study and they found on average vegetables are 16 times more nutritious than meat. So who's nutrient deficient? It's not me. I'm eating all these whole plant foods.
Yeah.
I've got nutrients coming out of the wazoo.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm twice as big as most people that tell me we need meat for protein.
Yeah.
You know, so I just do a little flex and then they've got no more argument, you know.
I mean, in the gym, so using that example specifically.
Yeah.
You know, how do people respond to it and how do people feel?
I mean, I'm so established in that gym now, like, you know, probably in Norwich, like, most people know who I am because I've got such a big social media presence. So I don't really get a lot of people who don't, you know, who don't realise that I'm vegan. But occasionally when I'm doing outreach, yeah, people can be surprised, you know, that you can be vegan and, yeah, and have muscles.
Yeah.
You know?
And one of the things I'm really interested in is the, as much as it is about physical strength and muscles, as you say, it is about mental strength as well, and mental health as well as physical health.
Yeah.
I mean, what is your take on that? Because I know you were saying it just before we kind of kick-started that, you know, not eating animal products actually helps and enhances mental health.
Yeah.
Like, what's your view then? Like, expand.
Well, there's about a dozen things I could go into where animal products cause poor mental health and whole plant foods, you know, benefit our health. Number one, the biggest advancements into nutritional science in the last 12 years are relative to what's called the gut microbiome. And it's basically the little, the bacteria that we invite to live in the colon. And now the good guys, they're called Prevotella strains. And they eat fiber and resistant starch, which comes from insoluble fiber. So what I'm telling you is all the good guys are whole foods vegans. Yeah, the bad guys eat everything else. So that number one, if we want good health, it starts in the gut and we need to be feeding whole plant foods. And so the good bacteria break down fiber-resistant starch into short-chain fatty acids, which do a myriad of wonderful things for our bodies, one of which, if we're eating enough fiber, 95% of our serotonin and dopamine, we now know, is built in the gut by these microbes. So if we want good, if you want to be happy and positive and confident, number one, we need to eat these whole plant foods. And that's just, you know, one point out of a dozen. Yeah.
I mean, I mean, that's not something that, I don't want to say widely known, but it's not something that...
It's very new science.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, certainly we see it in America where people, they get ill, have drugs. Yes. You know, take these pills kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's, I know, a fairly sweeping statement, but I think that's generally, you know, probably what happens.
It is, yeah. So I've heard it put that the modern healthcare system, what I call the sick care system, you've got a sink and the tap is stuck on full. The sink's blocked, all the water is overflowing. You've got this problem, the water's overflowing. So the pharmaceutical giants, you know, they sell the medical profession, you know, these paper towels. We get the paper towels and we're furiously mopping up. But whole foods, nutrition and exercise, you know, just the basics of lifestyle, just turn the tap off.
Mm.
Just turn the tap off. Do you know what I mean? But that doesn't make anyone any money.
Yeah.
And so we're not getting the message.
I mean, I guess you say, you know, money, I think I flip that slightly. Being full vegan, transferring your diet to something slightly different does cost a lot of money and does create a barrier for some people.
From my perspective, it can do. If you want to eat the junkier foods, you know, the fake meats, you know, these elaborate processed cakes and nonsense.
Yeah.
But the cheapest food in the world is a whole grains, rice, dried beans. I can get a sack of dried beans for the same price you can buy a steak for. I can have exponentially more protein without the cholesterol, without the sat fat, without the, you know, all the negatives. It's cheaper. It's the animals are eating this their whole lives, so you know, it's got to be cheaper.
Yeah.
And so that's the difference. You've got, I don't say vegan or omnivorism for health. I say whole foods plant-based or whole foods vegan versus everything else.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that whole food, so that specific thing for you, whole foods, is, I mean, it generally, is that a different thing or is that something that you just define it as?
Years ago, there was nothing other than whole plant because we hadn't invented all this crazy nonsense food yet. You know, so for years we ate legumes, whole grains, fruit, veg, nuts, seeds, herbs, spices. That's all there was, like, until fairly recently for vegans. And now we've got all these crazy foods, which is great in terms of saving animals, because most people don't care enough, or they don't understand how vital nutrition is to our health to worry. But if we want to be healthful, we need to just eat food as it comes, as it grows from the land, you know.
And talking about that, this idea of this, like, what is a healthy lifestyle? For me, I contend with the idea of the balance between, you know, eating healthily, going to the gym, or work. I like to rock climb. So
nice.
Bouldering and that kind of stuff is what I do.
Yeah.
I do some you know, weight training as well, because it's a part of that.
Sure.
But I often sort of contend, as I say, this idea of physical, mental, eating, drinking, sleeping, working,
yes.
all that kind of that balance part.
It's multifaceted. And if we concentrate on one thing, it's to the detriment of everything else. So you have to have balance. But also in terms of health, I would say social health is very important.
Okay.
There was a study where they found that if you are clinically lonely, which they describe as three or less friends that you see on a regular basis, that's about 8 years off your life expectancy. Purpose, we touched on earlier as well before we started. Another 8 years off your life if you don't have a sense of purpose in your life, a reason for getting up and for... So there's 16 years right there, and that's not even nutritional or exercise.
Why?
So...
And I mean, you think, I'm thinking now of like all of the elderly people. I mean, we live in rural Norfolk. Well, we live in Norfolk. We've got a huge rural community. We have hard to access roads, hard to reach places. Connectivity is poor in some places as well.
Yeah.
And we've got elderly people more specifically, which are reducing, say, they don't have a car, they don't have access to transport, they don't have the ability to get out, or their friends have passed away, etc., or their partners. So actually, not
that's
only are they...
Sad.
Yeah.
You know, and you often hear about that people pass on shortly after their partner passed on. You know, that's a regular occurrence.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why, like, we need community. We are a tribal species, you know?
You talking already about that social health and that purpose for health.
Yes.
Nobody's mentioned that. Nobody's talked about that.
No.
And actually, that's so important.
Yeah.
It's so important. No, you're right.
It's so key.
And actually, that sense of community as both, I guess, as, well, a way to communicate, a way to engage, to challenge. Because I guess with community comes, you know, it's perspective, isn't it?
Yes.
Opinion, some you agree, some you don't. It is love. Earlier you said, you know, you find it difficult to talk about that situation with your partner because you do love her, you do care about her, and actually that has empowered your journey, which has got you here, which is now already making me
feel
I need to go and change.
Yeah, man.
So that,
that's very cool. That's what we need in the world. We need people to be honest and open and authentic. And which, again, we were saying before we started, weren't we? When you're authentic, that allows others to be authentic. And then we all benefit from it. That's, you know, the male stereotype that you don't talk about your feelings and et cetera. That's not helping anyone. And that's why I think, is that the biggest killer of under 40s is suicide.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that is it's such a harrowing fact, really.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the idea that... The idea that we don't feel comfortable enough to talk, or we don't feel comfortable enough to share, or we don't feel comfortable enough to accept, maybe, more than anything, how we feel at a certain point, and actually we shouldn't be allowed to accept it. It's quite, well, it's sad, and sad might be the wrong word, but, you know, it's something to get your head around. Like, but then on the flip side, you know, you strike me as a guy that is so positive and that is filled with life. Like, physically, you obviously look well, you train, you're glowing.
Yeah.
But you come across as someone with this, like, huge aura of just warmth and...
Thank you. It wasn't... It didn't used to be the same until quite recently. I don't know, 8 or so years ago. So I was a doorman, I was a head doorman. I had a bit of a reputation... You know, and what I've learned is After having gone vegan and finding spiritualism through that, what I've learned is we make every decision out of love or fear. So out of fear, I wanted to be big and mean and terrifying, but just so people wouldn't hurt me. It's all it is, actually. So that's fear talking. But out of love, you know, if you can act out of love instead, you get to meet wonderful people, connect. My life is just 100 times better for choosing love over fear. Yeah.
A great quote you might appreciate. Joanna Lumley says, always start from a point of love, but forget the arseholes, darling. Which I quite love. I love the idea that, you know, actually, before you meet anyone, you always start with, I'm going to love whatever you say and you.
Yeah.
And then make a decision rather than, I'm going to start from a point of, well, I'm a bit unsure, I'm fearful. So that's really, really important.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, I like that. I've not heard that before. I'm going to remember that one.
Well,
thank you.
No. You come across with this, like, as I say, this huge, super positive, but you must have challenges as well. You must have, maybe you don't. Are there days when you don't?
Not really. They're few and far between. And what I will say is, you know, we will all have problems. Whether we deal with those problems or not depends on our machinery. And, you know, a lot of that, I mean, it's holistic health, but like I say, there's a dozen things where animal products cause bad mental health, whole plant foods protect our mental health, and the more positive and confident and happy you are, the better equipped we're set to deal with these things. So I think that's been the big change for me, is that whole foods, plant-based nutrition, and acting out of love.
Hey, if there are ever wiser words, I don't know if there are, but you know, I think, you know, it's true though, it's true. And me and my best friend, you know, we do have this idea that, you know, we start from a point of love. You've got this positivity. We try and see the world in that respect.
Yeah.
And I was saying before, one of the phrases that we use is positivity attracts positivity. And
yes.
I think the same is true of, you know, love attracts love, and
yes,
you know, hate attracts hate.
It's
the next.
Huge.
Exactly.
We see the world as we are, is another good phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
no, that's so true. I mean, so you touched like on holistic health and spirituality. Would you mind like sharing a bit more on that? Because I mean, I've touched on Buddhism. You know, I've explored some of the ideas. There's a quote I really like, which is, when the mind is still, the kingdom will appear. This idea that sometimes when so many things are really busy, you just need to, you know, still yourself.
Yeah.
And I guess that links to meditation and mindfulness. And whether you think they, like, I mean, do you think they work? What's your experience?
I've had great benefits from meditation. So I was the last person who'd be doing podcasts, making videos. As a lad, I was on interviewed for radio as a young lad, and I just froze, went bright red, super hot. Mm-hmm. And was embarrassed, and that was my default setting every time someone pointed a camera at me, up until my, you know, adult life. And I've lost my train of thought. What were we talking about just a second before that?
Spirituality and
oh yeah, so meditation.
Meditation.
Yeah, so I realised the damage I'd done to animals. I realised that I had a duty to try and put that right, and I saw that people looked up to me for my size, for my nutritional knowledge, and I saw I had to get out there. And so I had to overcome this huge phobia of public speaking. And so I tried different types of meditation, and a lot of it seemed like kind of mumbo jumbo to me in my terrible logical membrane. But then I came across the Headspace app that, you know, most people have heard of, haven't they? And so I was doing the basic app, and I got some benefit from that. I felt like it cleared some background anxiety. And so I spent some money on it. And I took the anxiety pack.
Okay.
Yeah, it was specific for anxiety. And it had a certain technique called noting. And so in meditation, if a thought comes up, you label thought, or a feeling comes up in the body, you label it a feeling. And I was about to do my first talk at a vegetarian restaurant, the River Green in Trouts. And about the third time I did this meditation, my heart started. I thought of, oh, I've got to do this talk in a couple of weeks. So, you know, I had the, so I labelled thought. My heart started racing. So, oh, like feeling.
Yeah.
And then the next part of the process says, now you label it positive, negative, neutral. So for two times, my brain labeled it negative. The third time round, my brain labeled that positive. And this voice said, you're now going to speak at a vegetarian restaurant. You can turn these people vegan. And I just changed my thought relative to that thing. And I went and smashed it.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And, you know, if we jump out of a plane, I wouldn't be a big fan of that. So one person jumps out of a plane, you know, the heart's racing, you're sweaty, like, you know, and that's fear. Another person's got that same bodily reaction, and that's excitement. And so it's what we label that feeling. But you need to be mindful and to see it and,
I guess that was a relief to a certain extent.
Yeah. And do you know the weird thing? Because that was 40 years of putting up with terrible, like, sort of social phobia, particularly around being the centre of attention. And do you know, the weird thing was, my brain just said, how are you worried about? So there wasn't really, like, a huge elation. Like, it was more of a sort of... But, yeah, it's good. Getting a lot from this vegan thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's driving me. And I'm getting a lot of growth, which is important too, you know.
And you mentioned about that a second ago, about having a purpose can certainly not having a purpose can take years off your life.
Yeah.
But I guess having a purpose probably, you know, adds some. So, like, what would you say? I mean, do you have that purpose now? Is that...
Yeah, very much so. I feel that my purpose, my basic purpose, is as a healer. So I feel, you know, and before, no wonder I wasn't happy. I was on the opposite end of the health spectrum, punching people in the face and throwing them down staircases in nightclubs. And so no wonder I wasn't ever happy, and I was searching. Just lost my tangent again. What were we saying?
No, about your purpose in life.
Yeah. And so... and also, like, from the vegan thing, I saw... Accidentally, I'm researching videos for, like, recipes and whatever, and accidentally I've seen what we do to animals in order for them to end up on our plate. So, you know, my heart went out. And so now I feel... What is that show, My Name is Earl, where he's going back and he's trying to put right all his wrongs?
Yeah.
And I feel if I can turn enough people vegan, I can offset... Obviously, you can't ever bring back those animals that I was responsible for their deaths. If I can save more animals, and I feel like I must have done it manyfold by now, you know, because I've had so much luck with promoting the vegan thing. And I don't know if karma is a thing. One of my training partners, or one of my clients, is Hindu. He's Hare Krishna, and he's a big believer in karma. And just all of a sudden, everything started going right for me. Just mad... opportunities, like I spoke on the BBC's World Service, 166 million people I managed to speak to in one go. And he said to me, you've undone your karmic debt. And now everything... And I've just had synchronicity after synchronicity. Just, my life's just gone crazy. Yeah, but all positive, all for a greater good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's incredible. And honestly, I genuinely am inspired. And genuinely, I am, like... My mind is opened, not just to whole plant foods and veganism, but to the idea that, as you said, the transition you've gone from as a bouncer, throwing people down nightclub staircases, to somebody that's now podcasting, sharing, and sitting there talking about love. You know, you know, my experience of seeing bouncers are these, you know, stone cold kind of face.
Yeah.
Sort of killers at doors, which probably don't talk about their emotions.
Yeah.
But even now, like, you've opened my mind, and it's just kind of gone boom. I'm really grateful for that.
Thank you, mate.
And as I say, I'm on this sort of this journey around this idea of what is a healthy lifestyle. I mean, what would, to kind of sum up, like, what's your perspective on that? What do you think is the answer to that question?
It's like you were saying, it's multifaceted. We need to address everything. So it's got to be mental, emotional, physical, if you believe in such, air quotes, mumbo jumbo, spiritual. And we need to address everything. Obviously, my focus is hugely on nutrition. But my partner is getting into the mental health aspect and going back and undoing trauma that she learned years ago as a child, which is still affecting us, you know, in the present. And so that maybe that's even more important than the nutrition.
Mm.
Yeah. So I can see we're going to be working together in the future, I think, more holistically.
And in itself, that's an awesome experience.
Yeah, man.
Well, hey, look, I thank you for your time today. I've really enjoyed it. You've taught me a lot. So, cool. You know, onwards and upwards, and let's keep changing the world.
Yeah, man. You know it.
Do it,
man. Yeah, man.